11th of February 2020. 1 Kings 8, 22 to 23 and 27 to 30. Then, in the presence of the whole assembly of Israel, Solomon stood facing the altar of Yahweh and, stretching out his hand towards heaven, said, Yahweh, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, as loyal to the covenant and faithful in love to your servants, as long as they walk wholeheartedly in your way. Yet will God really live with human beings on earth? Why, the heavens, the highest of the heavens, cannot contain you, how much less this temple built by me. Even so, listen favorably to the prayer and entreaty of your servant, Yahweh my God. Listen to the cry and to the prayer which your servant makes to you today. Day and night may your eyes watch over this temple, over this place of which you have said, my name will be there. Listen to the prayer which your servant offers in this place. Listen to the entreaty of your servant and of your people Israel. Whenever they pray in this place, listen from the place where you reside in heaven, and when you hear, forgive. In this prayer of King Solomon, we feel his great devotion to God and his humility. He, as King of Israel, calls himself a servant or a knight of God. This is a term that we do not choose so easily today when we speak to God, just as we would seldom call ourselves knights of the Lord, as Our Lady did when the Archangel Gabriel spoke to her. But it is helpful to understand the attitude behind these terms, which can serve us for teaching and imitation. We should never forget that the scriptures are also given to us for teaching and therefore try to derive spiritual benefit from them. I think that we recognize a deep reverence both in the behavior of the king and in the behavior of the virgin. They are aware of the greatness of God and the immense process of the infinitive God's inclination towards his creature. We think of the angels and saints who prostrate themselves before God, who are allowed to see him and are thus fully aware of his greatness. Respect for God and man is a basic attitude that cannot be violated without causing great harm to the soul. It reflects the truth of the being created by God. A person who shows no reverence towards God is fundamentally wrong. And he is wrong also if he neglects to show respect towards people. Love and reverence are not mutually exclusive, but two essential components of life that belong together. The reverence for God protects us from false confidentiality and leads us to a life of mindfulness. Mindfulness is the first of all directed to the will of God as we know it and to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Then this mindfulness extends to all areas of life and to other people. Everything that God has created is original good, and we have to deal with it respectfully, especially in our dealings with people. The prayer that King Solomon performs before the whole people is exemplary. The greatness of God is praised, and Solomon gives an example to all. With the term servant, he makes it clear that in everything he does, he attains his greatness only from God, that he does not stand before God out of his own greatness, but that he is the one to whom God has undeservedly turned his favor. What he does is only his debt and corresponds to the actual order between God and his creature, just as a servant simply follows his master without expecting any special reward. This attitude is now also important for us. All the service we do is self-evident and does not need any special emphasis on our part. It is God who exalts the service and gives us a gift of Himself. For the Mother of the Lord, it was natural to do the will of God. I'm the handmaid of the Lord means I'm your disposal, great and beloved God. And we can add, there was certainly nothing more beautiful and important for her than to fulfill the will of her beloved Father and to become completely one with Him in love. Are we aware of what it means to be invited into the house of the Lord for the Feast of the Lamb? What holy reverence should seize us, especially when we realize that it is a presentation of the bloodless sacrifice of Christ and not just a gathering of the Church? Is it not necessary to have silence and supreme reverence for this presence of God in the sacrament of the altar? Should this not also be expressed in gestures and attitudes of reverence and the efforts to leave behind all worldly affairs? Is it not high time to regain more reverence in our Holy Church and to take care that our temples do not become places of useless distraction or even be used for events that do not correspond to the dignity of the place of worship? Solomon would certainly be on our side, and Our Lady no less.
Adoring God our Father, we will listen to the Holy of the Armenian Rite. Holy, 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 God, Lord of hosts.